Now, let's go to the wonderful world of children's books. You know, Goodnight Moon and The Giving Tree. Now, I know for a fact that my little kids love that we snuggled in bed every night and read together. They've told me so, now that they're teenagers. The fun of turning the page and finding out what's coming next. I would read the stories and voices, which cracked my kids up. But truth is, most children's books in the U.S. are written by white authors. They feature white characters, and they are geared toward a white audience. Yuyi Morales is an award-winning children's book author and illustrator. Her most recent book, Niño Wrestles the World, features a young Latino luchador taking on challengers from across Mexican mythology. Here's Yuyi Morales, in her own words, talking about her discovery of children's literature and reading from her book, Niño Wrestles the World, which won the 2014 Pura Belpre Award.
Maromas voladoras, máscara contra cabellera, luchadores técnicos contra rudos, Niño Wrestles the World.
My name is Yuyi Morales and I write and illustrate children's books.
Señoras y señores, put your hands together for the fantastic, spectacular, one-of-a-kind Niño!
I always liked drawing. I grew up in Mexico and I spent most of my childhood just copying anything that I was interested in, starting from Disney characters to any of the portraits in my family's house.
So superb are his talents that out of this world contenders line up to challenge him. Here comes the first one. It is the Guanajuato mummy.
Niño versus la momia de Guanajuato.
I came to the United States from Mexico in 1994. I was a new mother with a two-month-old baby. I didn't even speak English, so one of the places that made a huge difference was the public library.
Oh no! What is a niño to do? Slish! Suck! Niño defeats the Guanajuato mummy with a tickle tackle.
I saw picture books for the first time. I saw them at the public library. Not only they were this piece of art, but I realized that with my very limited English, I could actually understand them.
Uh-oh. Old Man Head awaits his chance to bump skulls with Niño.
Niño versus Cabeza Olmeca.
When I was making this book, what I wanted it to be was something that resembled the Lucha Libre posters. And then I keep changing. You see another book and you will see something else.
What will Niño do now? Wonk! Bloop! Niño makes his puzzle muscle move and Olmec Head's mind is blown. It is a real skullcracker! Crunch!
I used to be afraid of those things when I was a kid. I used to be afraid of Las Momias de Guanajuato. My father took us to Guanajuato to see these mummies, and I couldn't believe them.
Ay, mis hijos, my children!
Niño versus La Llorona.
And then what Latino child is not afraid of La Llorona? Everybody in Mexico I knew was afraid of La Llorona, including me.
Niño's doll decoy stuns the whipping woman into submission.
Not only that they know the story of La Llorona, but in fact that they know an uncle, an abuela, someone who has seen La Llorona.
Niño versus el extraterrestre.
My childhood, the way I remember my childhood, is that I spend my days afraid of extraterrestrials coming to my house and taking me with them.
Marble Mash! Niño wins again! Spack! There is no doubt, no opponent is too terrifying for him.
Niño versus El Chapuco.
No, those stories are very tangible, very, very real. And those were the stories of my childhood. And I was afraid of them. So it was very easy to put them in my book and just celebrate them. Celebrate those emotions and those feelings that we have for those and actually try to defeat them by playing with them.
Niño does it once more. Look at the popsicle sticks.
Ay, 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 Juan, no, señor.
Wow.
That's what we have when we come to a country like the United States. We bring those things from, you know, we carry them. I always imagine that we carry them in our backpacks and las mochilas.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. But then the dreadful hour arrives. Oh, no.
Recorcheles.
His sister's nap is over. Time for Niño to tangle with las hermanitas.
Niño versus las hermanitas.
I have a son. He's not a niño anymore. He's 20 years old. But my son was very active. And I wanted to honor my love for him in this book, even though now he's past being this little. But I wanted to do something that was like him. Not being afraid of things.
Las hermanitas are rude as wap. Way to hold. What a move. Coochie coo. Gah. Will they stop at nothing? How is Niño going to win this time?
What could a child celebrate that he's good at, that they are strong at? And I thought, well, first of all, having great imagination. They are so good at playing. They are good at make-believe. And also at being big brothers or big sisters or even small brothers and small sisters.
Niño's best move ever. Ta-ka! If you can't defeat them, join them. Los tres hermanos now accepting all comers.
I wanted to bring all of that in the character of Niño. So even though it was originally inspired by my son and his energy, his bursting energy, it was also inspired in what I thought, what can we all celebrate about children? I wanted my Niño to be that, the embodiment of all the wonderful things that children are.
To see some of the book, Niño Wrestles the World, visit our website, latinousa.org.